Okay, today's daf is Yud Dalet. We're going to start on Yud Gimel Amubet. We're going to start at about midway. I want to go back so we get what we're into. I'll just read the Refuah Shlemot. Var Badina Oz Avram Shimon Ben Chana Karmit Bat Nima Or Lipanina Bat Rachel Frida Chaya Malka Esther Bat Zippor Daniel Ben Miriam Chaya Rut Yosef Ben Rachel Leah Bat Rivka. Okay, so the Gemara starts off with Gufa. You see, it's the first. The line starts with Rabbanan He, and then it says Gufa. Okay, Gufa always means we're going to go into something we learned before. We're going to go more in depth. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav Maneli Biyadcha Tnehu Lo Leploni B'Ma'amad Shloshtam Kana. If you say, okay, if all three people are there, you have a person who's the guy talking, then there's the guy he's giving it to, and then there's the guy he's supposed to be giving it to. So what does he say? He says, I have a mana in my hand, give it to so and so. Okay, and they're all three there. Right, I'm trying to think, why isn't he giving it to me directly if the guy's actually there, right? That's something there that doesn't make 100% sense. Yeah, and it comes up later also, and there was a case where I thought it was strange. Just 1 minute.
Maybe it's the...
No, because he's giving it to
him. It doesn't say.
Oh,
I know why. Because the item isn't there at the moment. That's why. They're all three in a room, and he says to him, I have money that I owe you, or I have something that, right? That, I'm sorry. I have something that you have of mine in your property, your possession. Take it and give it to so-and-so. Instead of returning it to me, I owe this guy. So since you owe me and I owe him, just give it to him. But they're all three there because the item isn't there or the amount of the money isn't there. So if you do b'mamad shloshtan with all three of them present, kana, okay, you're kone. Okay, it's as if there was a kinyan. Even though it was just words, right? There was no actual formal kinyan. Okay, the mamad shloshtan makes it into a kinyan. Amarava, Mistabra Milte Derab, but Pikadon Aval Bemilve Lo. So the first thing Rava says is it seems logical that this statement of Rav was said when we're talking about an actual item. Like I gave you something to watch or to borrow or whatever it is, it's in your property. And I'm talking about some actual object, but not money. Because an actual object, we can relate to an object and have it, you know, transfer possession. But money, which is like, you know, the money I gave you isn't exactly the money you're going to return to the other guy, and therefore it always has a different status. He doesn't think it should be relevant to a halva. But he continues to say, Valokima marav afilu b'milva. But I swear that I was told that Rav says this even applies with a loan. Okay? And Itmar Nami, it was also said, Amar Shmuel Mishmei Delevi, Milvali b'yadcha t'nelo l'plani b'mamad shloshtan kana. Okay, not only that, not only did I hear that Rav said it, but also Shmuel said in the name of Levi the same thing. That even if we're talking about Hava'ah and we're talking about money, so I loaned you money, instead of you returning the money to me now, I tell you return it to the other guy. If it was done in front of all three of us, then you have to return the money. Right? It's as if, right, there was a kinyan. It's as if the money now belongs to the other guy, even though it's still in the middle guy's possession. V'tam amai, and why does this work? Amar amemar. Now we're going to see two explanations. So Amemar says, Nase ki omer lo b'shat matamot. Okay, the ki is very important, right? It's as if he said to him, when he gave him the money in the first place, She'abad nalach liditcha ulechol da'ate mechamatcha. That I am mishuabad to you, meaning, if I borrow money from you, I will give it back, right? Like I am, what's the word mishuabad? I am indebted. Either to you or anyone who comes of your power, basically. So in other words, if I'm saying now I owe money to some third person and I want you to give it to him, so the love, who's the money is in his hands right now, is mishuabad also to the other guy. Okay, meaning that now there's a kinyan on this, right? Because I set up a mashlosh tam, return it to him, and therefore it's as if the money is already his. Amar le Ravashi la meimer, Ravashi says that doesn't make any sense. Because what are you saying? You're saying that okay, here's the loan, okay? Here's the time when we do the Ma'amad Shloshtan, okay? And then we're going to say the Ma'amad Shloshtan is Kone, okay? Now, if you want to say that why is it Conan? Because when he took the loan way back when in the beginning, it's as if at that moment he was makneh the money back to anybody who could possess the money. And it's either the mava himself or anyone the mava owed money to. So now he says, if you're going to say that, then let's say the three people are the malve, the love, and who's the third person? Let's say it's someone who wasn't born at the time of the loan. Okay? And what do we know? So elameata hiknelu noladim de lohavu b'shamatamo, that weren't even alive when they did the loan. Hachanami de lokanu, you're going to say that doesn't work? Because if you say that the kinyan really happens retroactively from the time he takes the loan, that he's saying, I am being indebted to anybody who, either you or anyone who you owe money to, that wouldn't include anyone who's born in between, right, after the time that the loan was taken, because, I'm going to read right now, Tafilu l'Rabbi Meir da'amar adam makneh davar shelo ba la'olam. Even Rabbi Meir, who holds, we've learned this before, that there's this concept, you can't make a kinyan for something that doesn't exist. But even Rabbi Meir, who says you can do it for something that doesn't exist, it's something that's in the world, it's just not there yet. It's like not, trying to remember what the difference is. Right, like something that I will catch, you know, in my net, okay? Which doesn't exist now. I didn't catch anything in my net, but yes, the fish are alive right now. So I can be makneh, I could be makneh something like that. But l'davar she'eino ba'olam lo. But even Rabbi Meir, who's mekel in that area, says if it's not even born yet, it doesn't exist at the time, it can't be. So what he's saying is if you're going to say it's all retroactive, it doesn't make sense, because then you're going to lead to other ramifications, and I'm sure that's not what he said. When they said ma'amach l'shtan, it means any three people. It doesn't matter whether the person was born before the loan happened, after the loan happened. So basically he says, I don't like that you're saying that the kinyan happened retroactively. It must be that the kinyan happens at the ma'amach l'shtan. That's the moment of the kinyan. So therefore, Ela Amar of Ashi, Rashi has a different explanation. So remember, our question is, when you say, Mubali biyadcha, Tineulo leploni v'mamad shloshan, so they're all three there, and he says, you owe me money, just give it to this third guy, and it's kone. It's not because it's kone from the time of the loan. In other words, Amamar tried to say, it's because he's saying, when I did the loan in the first place, it's as if I was saying, I commit to give all of you the stuff. Debbie's Gemara is right there. Yeah, that's Debbie's. Yeah. So Amar of Ashi, we're starting at the very top of Yudalet Amud Aleph. Behahi hana'ag dekamishtanya lebein malva yishana lemalva chadasha. What happens at this ma'amad shloshtan? Right? The lovah owes the malva money, but the malva is saying, go give it to somebody else. Now what happens? The lovah owes the malva money, there's a certain date, right? He owes him at a particular time. Now that, and he has to pay back by that moment, right? Now as soon as he says, we'll go pay so-and-so, now who's to say that so-and-so is going to care so much about what date he pays him back? In other words, it's like as if he gets, right, you know, you say you get a new loan on life, like it's like as if it's a whole new loan right now. So what does it mean it's a whole new loan? Well, now he'll be less pressured about the date because this guy hasn't been waiting for 10 years to get his loan back or for 2 years or whatever it is. It's now a new loan. So the assumption is, and we'll question this assumption in a minute, but the assumption is he won't care so much about how long he has to wait. And therefore, at that moment, the loveh got hana'ah, okay, because now he gets to get probably extra time on his loan. And therefore, he was gamar mashabe nashe. Therefore, he said, oh, I'd rather pay back to a third party because I'll get some extra time probably. And then what happens? Because of that extra time, he'll basically say, so I'm willing to make a kinyan to transfer this money to you because I know that I'll get some extra time. So because of that, now according to this, when's the kinyan happening? At the Ma'amad Shloshan. As soon as it transfers, that's when the kinyan happens. So that's the difference between Amemar and Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says there has to be that the kinyan happened earlier. It's a retroactive kinyan. And he's saying, no, the kinyan happens at that moment. But there's still, which deals with the problem of what about people who were born after the loan. But it doesn't deal with this other problem, which is Amar Le Huna Mar Bere to Rav Nechemia, the Rav Ashi. But now Huna, the son of the Mar Bere, Rav Huna Mar Bered Rav Nechemia, he is Huna, I guess he's just Huna, the son of Rav Nechemia, says to Rav Ashi, Ela me'ata Kigon, what about though people like this? Hani debe baral yashuv dekafte v'shakle la'alter. There are these guys who tie people up if they don't pay them right away. So let's say you transferred your loan to those kind of people, right? If you transferred your loan to those kind of people, you wouldn't be able to say, well, now he got some extra time. Those guys are going to tie him up unless he pays immediately. So you're going to say, hachanami dilokanu. You're going to say, oh, mamach losh tam works as long as they're nice guys, the third guy, right? And he's not going to tie him up. And if you are going to say that that's the case, it's only to certain people and not other people. So that's this concept, right? That you're saying something that only applies in certain cases, and that doesn't sound right. So Ella Amar Marzutra Hani Tlat Mile Shavinu Rabbanan Kilchata Belo Ta'ama. Now he says, there's three things that the rabbis made it a halacha without a reason. Okay. Interesting, there's only three, right? Three things that the rabbi said, this is going to be the halacha, even though it doesn't make so much sense. Okay? It doesn't mean it doesn't make so much sense. Okay? It makes sense. It's just, you could question it. In other words, there's room for questioning. So in other words, yes, this is the halacha that it's koneh, even though we're not exactly sure, did the kinyan happen when at the time, is it saying that when he took the loan, he was makneh for the future? Or is it saying because of the ma'amad shloshani was koneh, because he's happy to get a new loan, right, to someone else, and then he'll get some extra time, even though maybe it doesn't always work? So this is one halacha that it's not 100% clear what the reason is, and yet the rabbi said this is the halacha. Okay, so now, before we read the three things, okay, the first one we know already is our case. I wanted to read the Rambam, the Hilchot Lechira, about this. In other words, what's the relevance that this is a Hilchot Avelotam? Why is it important to know that? Okay, so it's interesting. The Rambam and then the Hagahot Maimani are on the Rambam, which is an Ashkenazi Rishon who comments on the Rambam. So it's in the top of your sheet. Hayu amdim shloshtan va'amar lo mana sheyesh lebiyadcha bein v'pikadon bein milve t'nehu lezer, right? That's exactly our case. Kana Levi. Okay, so the third guy is Kone already. Yeah, the guy who, right, the third person. Ve'en chamish loshan yachol lachzorbo. Okay, right, it's missing a lamed there, but it means, right, none of them can go back. V'davar se'amru chachamim shehi alacha she'en ba'tan. The head and the tether just notes to the Hagahot Maimoniot. Lefichach, here's the key line, ein lemedim imena ledin acher. Okay, since we don't know the logic of it, we can't apply its logic to somewhere else. That's the relevance of it having been a Hilchot Avelotam. And the Hagahot Maimoniot writes here, V'chein pasak Rav Afas, this is what the Rif holds, T'lo shayach ma'amad shloshtan, ela. Okay, now where are we not going to learn from here to what case? So what's he going to say? The ma'amad shloshtan only works, ki yesh milve o pikadon biyad hala. Hala, okay? It's only if it's a milve or a pikadon, like we said, either a loan or he has an actual item in his hands. Aval im eino chayav lo klum, lo shayach ma'amad shloshtan. Okay, in other words, let's say he doesn't owe him money, but he just says, go give money to this guy, and they're all three there, there's no kinyan. It's only when there's actual money that the guy owed him. It could be, let's say I don't have money on me, and I ask one of you to go pay someone else for me, okay, to pay back my loan, and I'll pay you later, or something like that. Even if I say it with all three of us there, there's no kinyan there. Then I could change my mind if I want. But when we're talking about money that is like a milver or pikadon, where the person I'm asking to give the money is someone who owes me money, then it's koneh. Okay? So what they're saying is you can't learn from it to some other situation that may be similar but a little bit different. Okay. So here we have the three things. Chada ha. Okay, the first one is our case. V'idach, de amar of Yehuda amar Shmuel. Hakotev kol nechasav li'ishto. If you say, I'm giving all of my property to my wife, Lo asah ela apitropia. She doesn't actually get all his property. Okay, what he really meant to say, okay, and this is why it's Hilchot Avelotam, because we're making an assumption here. The assumption is when he says, I'm giving you all my property, he doesn't really mean to give his wife all his property, because he would never give his wife all the property and leave his sons out of the inheritance entirely. So it must mean that he made her like the trustee of the will and of the money, that she could decide about things, but not that she actually gets all the money, okay? It was hard for them to believe that he would actually be giving the woman. Remember, also, women didn't keep property for the most part, right? Most of the property went to the husband and went to the men in the family, so therefore they assume that it must mean he was making her an apitropia, okay? V'idach, another case, De'amarav Hananya Hamasi Isha Lebeno Gadol Babayit Kna'o. Okay, what is this in this strange case? He marries off his daughter, or someone marries their daughter off to, he takes a woman and marries her off to his oldest son. Okay, and he does it in a house. Now, the assumption is, doesn't say this here. The assumption is that they took out, like, the stuff that belonged to him in the house. It's sort of this empty house. And they do the marriage ceremony in this house. Okay? So the assumption is, and first of all, if it's his oldest son only, it says. Okay, this is also interesting. Then we can make an assumption. If it's his oldest son, if it's a house that he took out his personal possessions from, that he meant to not only marry him in this house and not just use it as a wedding hall, but to actually give the house to the son to inherit, you know, that it's his. So basically, at that point, the son is actually koneh the house, and the house becomes his, okay? Because, these are all based on what we assume the logic was and what the person was thinking, okay? So we assume that he meant to give it to his son, and the assumption is only his oldest son would be obvious. So one of the later sons, you know, younger sons, not as much so, because there was a sense that people generally gave the bigger things to their oldest children. Okay. So those are three things. That was a side point. Okay. Amar le Rav, le Rav Acha Bar Dila. He says, Rav Acha Bar Dila. Kaba demorika it le gabach. I have a kav, that's a certain measurement, of morika, which is karkom, it's saffron. Okay, a spice. I have a kav of the spice in your hands. In other words, meaning I gave you this kav of spices. It's mine. I gave you maybe to watch, right? It seems strange. Why would he give someone spices? But okay. Gave him spices to watch over. Yahave leploni, give it to some third person. Okay, this is our case. Ba'ape ka'amina lach, and in front of him, okay, in front of the guy, meaning ma'amad shloshan, they're all here, okay, I'm telling you, delo hadranabi, I will not be chozerbi, I will not change my mind, okay, so I say the words, right, what's going to be the problem with this case? Even if I didn't say that, I shouldn't be allowed to be chozerbi, right, what did we learn? That ma'amad shlosh tan is kone. Kone means you can't be chozer bo. So now they say, michlal dibai hadar, if he wanted to hadar be, to change his mind, matze hadar be? How could that be? So no, they mean, no. You misread the case. Hachi kama, this is what he meant to say. Dvarim halalu lo nitnu l'chazara. Because I said it in this way in front of all three of you, right, in front of all two of you, right, because he's the third, because I said it like this, I cannot change my mind, okay? It doesn't mean I will not change my mind. It means I'm stuck now. I can't change my mind. In other words, my point is, because I did it in this way, I can't change my mind. So now they say, well, wait a minute. This was said by Rav to Rav Acha Bar Dila, right? So now they say, Ha Amar Rav Chad Zimna. Didn't Rav already say this? Didn't we just say before, Da Amar Rav Hun Amar Rav, that's how we started. Manali Biyad Chatanei Lo Leplonu Ramach Loshtan Kana. So why do you need to bring us both cases? We already know that Rav says this, so why do you need to bring us this case where Rav said it? So now they answer, there's a difference. Why? Imehahi hava mina hanimile matana meruba. Ava matana mu'etet loli bai befanav. Kamashmalan. Okay, you might have thought that only with a matana meruba does this work. But in a matana mu'etet, it would be kone. What's the matana mu'etet? The saffron, right? It's not such a large thing. It's not worth a lot of money. You might have thought that in that case, even without ma'amad shloshtan, it would be kone. Because it's such a small thing. Therefore, kamash malan, that only by ma'amad shloshtan, it's kone. Okay? So that's why each case was a little bit different. One was a mana, which was a lot of money, and one was a smaller amount of money. And they're teaching you that in both cases, the halacha is the same. Okay, now we're going to have the story. Hanu ginai, okay, there were people who worked in the fields. Da'avi chushbuna bahadeh hadade. They made a cheshbon between them, okay? They had certain things that they paid together. Pash chamesh istri zuze gabichab minayu. And then they calculated that one of them had five extra zuzim. Or five istri zuze is sal'e medina, Rashi says. Okay, now there's an istra. It's not the zuze. It's an istra. It's a type of coin. He had five extras, okay, with him. That really, they all owned together. And it was in his hands. In other words, they miscalculated, basically. And he ended up with more money than the rest of them. So what happens? This could be a very similar case. Okay. Amrele, they said to him, Yahavina nihale lemare ara. Okay, now there's an aleph there, and the aleph takes you to the Hagahot HaBach, which tells you bitaska. Okay, most of them say that this is the, most people have this nusach, They said, go give it to the landowner as the tax. In other words, we all owe taxes together, right? We all owe X amount of taxes. Since you have extra money that belongs to all of us, you go pay the taxes to that guy. Okay? So that's our case, basically, right? Ba'ape mare ara. Okay, so they did it in front of, they said it in front of the Baal HaKarka, which would be then the Ma'amad Shlosh Tanim. In this case, it would be Ma'amad Arba, or right, a little bit more because there's two people there. Vikanamine, okay? And it was a kinyan, right? There was a kinyan done because if they do it by Ma'amad Shlosh Tanim, it's kone. Okay, so it's the same kind of case, basically, right? He's got money that belongs to all of them. They say, go give it to so-and-so, and it was kone. Lasof, but what happens at the end of the story? Azal ava kushbina ben dile linafshe. He himself goes back and recalculates, right? How many times does this happen? You have some monetary issue, right? They claim, oh, yeah, you have money that's ours. And he realizes, lo pashka beva lo midi. He doesn't have any money of theirs in the end. Okay, but what happened? There was already a kinyan on this money, right? So, onto the kamedra of Nachman. He goes in front of Rav Nachman. He says, listen, there was this mistake done, etc. Well, it's not clear what he says, but he kind of tells him the story. Amrlei, my avilach, what can I do? Chada, da'am Rav Huna, amar Rav. Number one, Rav Huna says in the name of Rav, the Ma'amad Shlosh Tanim is kone. So, tough luck. In other words, Rav Nachman is saying, you came to me, I'd like to help you, but my hands are tied. You did a kinyan. The od, hakanu miyade. And not only that, but they actually did a kinyan. In other words, they did, when it says kanu miyade, I forgot to explain this. It's not just it was kone because Ma'amad Shlosh Tanim, but they actually did a physical kinyan there. Okay, they did what's called a kinyan chalipin, okay, where they actually like did a formal kinyan to show that this was the case. So that's what he says. Okay, Rav Nachman says, sorry, I can't help you. Number one, Ma'amad Shlosh Tanim is kone. Number two, you actually did a physical kinyan. So there's nothing you can do about it. Amale Rava. So Rava comes and says, wait a minute. Atu, hai mi ka'amar lo yahivna, delay ka gabai ka'amar. That is, who says, right, what's the issue here? He doesn't even owe the money. It was a mistake. He thought he owed the money, right? But he really didn't owe them any money. So Amrlei, he answers back, I didn't realize that's what you were talking about. Im kein kinyan b'ta'utu, b'kol kinyan b'ta'ut chozer. Okay, so then he says, oh, forget all everything I said halachically. This whole thing was based on a total mistake, and a kinyan b'ta'ut isn't a kinyan at all, and therefore it can all be undone. Okay? This is a good example of when you go to ask a question, you have to be very clear about all the details. Because here he obviously wasn't clear enough about the details, and Rava had to kind of speak up for him because he didn't realize that that was the case. Okay. Itmar. Okay, next case. Holech mana leploni shani chayavlo. Okay, now we're talking about a different case. You say, well, it's similar, but now we're going to go in a different direction and something else. You say, go give this mana to so-and-so that I owe him money. Okay, you send a shaliach to basically pay back your loan, let's say. Okay? Amarav, chayav ba'achrayuto. Okay, what happens here? The shaliach is now, the mishaleach, he sent it with the shaliach. Now, what happens at this point? Who owns the money right now? When he sends the shaliach to bring it to the third guy, right? Who owns the money? Is it when it's in the hands of the guy who borrowed the money? He's obviously responsible for it. If it's in the hands of the guy he has to pay back the money, then he's responsible. What if it's on the way in the hands of some other guy? So is the first guy still responsible because it hasn't yet gotten to him, or do we say what do we say? Zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav. Right? And therefore, remember, what does that mean? So if I give the shaliach the money, he's already zoche for the person I'm returning it to, in which case the responsibility shifts to the guy who's getting the money back. So let's say the guy's on the way to return the money, and he gets robbed, and the money gets stolen from him, and there's no money now. So who has to pay up the money? The first guy or the second guy takes a loss?
Not the shaliach?
Right, not the shaliach. I don't think that anyone thinks the shaliach is responsible. Because he's a messenger.
I would think it's a category of a shomer chinam.
Right, it's like a shomer chinam.
A
shomer
schar.
Right.
How they delineate those.
Right.
We certainly saw this in Shkalim.
Yeah.
When the people were sending to the Beit HaMikdash and the whole issue of what happened with the
Shiloh. Right, what happens with the money. Right. Right.
Or if they went to the market and told them to buy fish and there's no fish, could they?
Right, could they? Right. So I don't think in this case...
Whether or not they have minds of their own.
Right. Now, they're talking about this... Right. In this case, it would be clear there would be the Mishalech. I don't think anyone thinks otherwise. Yeah. You know, he's responsible. Yeah. Okay. So now, what's the situation? Amar Rav, Chayav ba'achrayuto. Okay? The Mishalech is responsible. Okay, Rashi says, like, imya en sumiyat shaliach zeh, right? If it gets, something happens, and it's ones, so the mishalach is responsible. V'im ba'alach zor, right, the guy who sent him. V'im ba'alach zor, eino chozer. But he cannot change his mind. It's like two directions, right? On the one hand, he's still responsible for the money. On the other hand, if he changes his mind, he tells the shaliach, go give the money, gives him the money, and then 10 minutes later he says, you know what, I don't want to return the money today. I need the money for something. I want to return it in a few weeks. He cannot be choser. Okay, what does Rashi say there? We'll see why in a minute. Okay, it doesn't explain it yet. Ushmuel amar, mitoch shechayav ba'achoryuto, since he's still responsible for the money, right, it's still under his responsibility, im ba'alachzor choser. Right? Therefore, so yes, he's still responsible, but he should get some benefit, which is that he doesn't have to, right, he could be chozer bo if he wants. So now they want to figure out what's the basis of the machloket. Lema b'hakam miflegei. Let's say that this is the machloket. Demar savar holech kizachidame. One says someone who's going, right, is as if he's zoche, the shaliach is already zoche for this next guy. Umar, and therefore what? And therefore, he can't be chozer because he was already zochet. Umar sabar holech lav kezachidame, right? And the other guy says, Shmuel says, no, he's not zochet, and that's why he can change his mind. So they say, no. Look, dekule alma, okay, the rest of our daf is going to be all about this holech kezachay or holech lav kezachidame. Dekule alma holech kezachidame. Everyone agrees that once you send him, he's already zochet, kezachin ladam shalom b'fanav. V'hacha v'hacha miflegei. Mar savar lo amrin amigo, umar savar amrin amigo. Do we say that since you're responsible, that buys you an extra, right? You get to, Shmuel says, since you still assume responsibility, therefore you're allowed to be chozer bo. And Rav says, no, those two are not connected. And it's just because you can be chozer bo, sorry, just because you have achrayu doesn't mean that you can be chozer bo. Okay? Tanya kavatei de Rav. Now we're going to have a braita that holds like Rav. Holech manat, we're going to see it, 1, 2, 3, 4, how many cases? No, 1, 2, I don't know, we'll see when we get there, okay? Number one case, holech manat leploni shani chayav bo, okay? Go give this manat to him that I owe him, right, from a loan. Next case, tain manat leploni shani chayav bo, not just walk it, but give it, okay? Maybe give has a different mashmaut, but we're going to see it's all the same. Holech manat leploni pikadon sheyesh li biyadi, go bring this pikadon that I have in my hands from him, or tame mana the ploni pikadon sheyesh lo biyadi. Okay, those four cases. Okay, or give the mana the pikadon that I have. So, what's the case? Chayav b'achrayuto v'im ba'al lachzor eino chozer. Here we have exactly Rav's opinion, right? You're responsible. However, you cannot go back. You cannot change your mind.
Michelle?
Yeah.
Shouldn't it matter if he made the statement that he's paying it back in front of witnesses or not? Because if he didn't make it in front of witnesses, and it seems like it's a private thing.
Because it doesn't matter if he made it in front of witnesses. Because as soon as he says, go bring this to so-and-so, he was mizakeh, that person, right? Zachin la'adam shalom b'fanav. He can already acquire it on the behalf of somebody else.
But it seems like without witnesses, they could deny that it ever happened.
You're saying, why could it be done without witnesses? You could deny it, but
right.
But the so fact is
his shalom.
Right, but you don't have to send a shaliach with witnesses, and therefore it already has value if you sent it with witnesses or you didn't send it with witnesses. It doesn't matter. Now, you might not be able to prove it in court. That's a separate question. But if you know that this is the case, or if the shaliach says, you know, then if he denies it, then you're going to have a whole thing about whether it's true or not. But he could say, no, I said that, but I changed my mind. It's not clear that he's denying what actually happened, the actual facts. So therefore, it's not an issue of witnesses. The question is, what happened when he transferred the money to him? whether or not there's witnesses, did he transfer the money? In which case, you know, if he gave it to him and said, go bring this, then already the guy was Conan, and that's the whole question.
So
or was he not?
A private transaction between him and Michelle Liao.
It could be a private transaction, but it doesn't matter. Yeah. That's the idea. That's the whole concept of Zachin L'Adam Shalom B'Fanav. Even if the guy's not there, he already, since it's good for the next guy, because he's going to get the money, that's already as if it's transferred ownership.
It's just his word, really.
Right, right. But that's why they're distinguishing between Holech, oh, right, walk this to him or give this to him, even, right, they're all the same, though. Okay, so now they say Pikadon. Why should this work in a Pikadon case? Le'male, Eim Ritzono Shehe Pikdoni B'Yad Acher. Okay, here's a great concept. If you give me something of yours, you obviously trust me to watch over it, right? But let's say I give it to someone else. I'm not allowed to do that because it's your object, right? When we're talking about money, it's not relevant because money is, it's not, right, it's not the exact same money. And if I give the money to someone else and they, you know, lose it or ruin it or something, I still have to provide you with other money. But if it's a pikadon and I say, well, look, the pikadon got ruined, right? There was onus or something. So if you give it to me, so you trusted me. But if I give it to someone else and something happens in their hands, you say, well, I didn't want my pikadon to be in his hands. And look what happened now that you gave it to some third party. So because of that, they're saying, why should this work that you're chayav ba'achrayut if he... Right, one second. Right. What's this whole thing? This is zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav, right? That's why you can't be chozer bo. But in this case, it's not necessarily a zchut if you give his pikadon to somebody else. It could be a chova, because that person might not be as responsible as you. And if that person is not as responsible as you, right? And as remember, I'm giving the pikadon to someone to give it back to so-and-so. Now, so-and-so might prefer that I give him the pikadon rather than I give it to somebody else who they don't trust. So therefore, it's worse for him. It's a chov that I gave it to somebody else, in which case, ein chavin l'adam shelo b'fanav, and there shouldn't be a kinyan, and I should be able to be chozer bo. Okay? So, Amar Rabbi Zeira. He says, when they say this pikadon case, they mean only in a particular case. Kishuchzak kaparan. What does that mean? When the mishalech himself is not known to be a great person. He's known to be someone who's not so great, in which case, in that case, you're better off having your pikadon in anyone else's hands. Now, the big question is why he gave it to him in the first place. But maybe he didn't know the guy was scum, you know. And now it turns out, we found out that the guy's scum and, you know, he's not responsible. And then he'd be better off if he gave it to somebody else. Anyway, obviously, it's a tough answer. It's not a great answer. Rav Sheshet, here's another story. Rav Sheshet have le ashrata desar b'le b'mechosa. Okay, he had right, this ashrata from ashray, like a kartis ashray. Okay, what does that mean? People bought coats, right? I'm trying to remember who's who here. He gave out cloaks to people. He was obviously a cloak salesman. He gave out cloaks to people, and they owed him money. Okay, so now in Mechosa. So Amarle the Rav Yosef Bar Chama, Bahadi Daati. He said to Rav Yosef Bar Chama, when you come, Aitinu Niale, go bring the money that these people owe me. Azal Yahavinu Le Lehu. Yahavinu Le. So he went to the people and asked them to bring the money that they owed, right? This is exactly our case. Go bring the money that you owed to so-and-so. Amrule, they said to him, Nikne Minach. Said, will you acquire it from us? We want to do a kinyan. Why? Because we don't want to be responsible if anything happens on the way. Let's say you get robbed on the way. We don't want responsibility. So what do? They say, acquire it from us. So, Amar Lehu'in, he said, no problem. I'll acquire it from you. Lisof, Ishtimi Lehu. But in the end, he disappeared and didn't do the kinyan. In other words, they gave him the money. They said, let's do a kinyan. He said, no problem. And then he disappeared. And he never did the kinyan. Ki Ata Legabe, when he gets back to Rav Sheshet, who asked him to bring him this stuff, Amar Leh, Shapir Avadit. Okay, good that you did that. Good that you pretended to say, I'll do the kinyan, but you never really did it. Now, what was the whole idea? They didn't want to give him the money, right? But he wanted to get the money back for Rav Sheshet. So we kind of say, oh yeah, I'll do it, but he didn't really do it, right? So now he says, it's good you did that. Why? Now we're going to have two readings here. Delo Shavit Nafshich Eved Lova Li'ish Malveh. Okay, what does it mean? First of all, let's understand what Eved Lova Li'ish Malveh means. Eved Lova Li'ish Malveh means that a love basically becomes a slave to the malve, because he's basically, like we saw before, he's indebting himself to the malve, which basically means he's like a slave to him. Okay? When you take out a loan, it's almost like a negative statement. When you take out a loan, I think it's actually a pasuk from Mishlei. Yeah, it's a pasuk from Mishlei. And it means, right, that you basically are indebting yourself to the Malveh. You become his Eved. So now, what does it mean here? So good that you didn't do Eved Lovelish Malveh. In other words, good that you weren't Mishabed at Atzmecha. You didn't indebt yourself to these people because they didn't deserve to have you indebt yourself to them, right? You weren't the Malveh, and they weren't, right? You weren't the Loveh, and they weren't a Malveh. And therefore, it was good you did that. But now, Lishna Achrina is Shapir Avadit. Good that you did that because Eved Lovel Ish Malveh. Because it's not about you, it's not about they were mishabed themselves to me. They borrowed money from me, basically, right? They bought on credit. They borrowed money from me, and therefore, they're like slaves. So anything goes. You can lie to them, basically, to get them to pay you back the money. So it's okay that you told them you were going to do a kinyan, and then you didn't really, because really, they, you know, they're indebted to me, and they need to be responsible, meaning you shouldn't have taken achrayut upon yourself, because they're the ones who need to take the responsibility until I actually get the money. Rabbi Achai by Rabbi Yoshia, Havale Ispika de Kaspa bin Nehardea. Okay, he had these silver utensils in Nehardea. Okay, here's a funny story. Amar lehula Rabbi Dostai by Rabbi Yanai, ula Rabbi Yossi bar Kippur. Okay, he says to these two rabbis, Bahadeda, Titu, Atu Aniale. Okay, when you go there, just, you know, when you come back, bring back my kelim that I have as a pikadon at this person's house. Azo yahave niale. So now they go and they get it from, right, they get it from the guy. Amrulet lehu. Now they say to them, nikne minaychu, make a kinyan. I don't want responsibility for these silver kelim that I had in my house. I want you to acquire it. Amrulehu. So they said to him, no. Okay? So what happened? He gave them the kelim, and then he said, but make a kinyan, so I'm not responsible anymore for them. Amre lehu, ahadre nihalan. So now they say, give me back the kelim right now. If you're not going to acquire them, I'm not sending you to deliver them. I don't want this responsibility. I'll do it myself. Okay? But remember, they were told, you know, bring them back to me. But now they're stuck because, you know, they took the kelim, and the guy says, well, I want them back. If you're not going to do a kinyan and assume responsibility, give me back the kelim right now. So now, whatever happens, there's two guys here, okay? Rabbi Dostai by Rabbi Yani Amar Lehem In. Rabbi Dostai immediately says, okay, no problem, we'll give them back to you. Rabbi Yossi bar Kippur Amar Lehu Lo. Okay, Rabbi Yossi bar Kippur says, no way, I'm not giving you them back. We already have them. We're bringing them back to this guy, yeah, you know, to, right, who was it? It was Rabbi Yoshi, Rav Achai, Rabbi Yoshi. Okay, he says, I'm bringing it back. He told me to bring it back. I already have it in my hands. You know, it's like, Hamotzim Echaber Olav Haraya. Tough luck. So now there's a disagreement between the two rabbis. Amar Le, sorry. What happens now? Amar Le, Havu Kamitzare Le. Okay, now they start torturing him. This Rabbi Yossi Bar Kippur, who doesn't want to give it to him, they start beating him up. Amar Le, Chaze Mar Hechi Ka'avid. One second. Who says to who? How's it? One second. I forgot who says to who. Chazimar. Oh, so it's Amrule. Okay, they say to Rabbi Dostai, okay, look what we're doing to Rabbi Yossi Bar Kippur, and he's still not giving it back to us. In other words, they want Rabbi Dostai to help him, and then Rabbi Dostai is willing to give it back. Rabbi Yossi Bar Kippur isn't. They say to Rabbi Dostai, help, but like, look, he's not. So Amar Lehu, Tav Ramulehu, La Ramule. He says, yeah, keep going, keep hitting him. That'll get it out of his hands, okay? So all of a sudden, Rabbi Dostai turns on Rabbi Yossi Bar Kippur, right? He's no longer his ally. He says, yeah, keep hitting him, he says to these guys, these goons. Ki Atu Legabe, so now I guess they didn't give it back, or it's unclear, actually, whether they, I think they actually did bring it back. But when they get back and they give it to this guy, Rabbi Achiba Rabbi Yoshia, Amar Le, so Rabbi Yossi Bar Kippur says, Chaze Mar, Lo Mistai, he says, go look what happened. Lo Mistai de Lo Sayan. It's not enough that he didn't help me, this Rabbi Dostai. Ela Amar Lehunami, they even said to them, Tav Ramule, good what you're doing, keep hitting him. Amar Le, Amaiti Avid Hachi. So he looks at Rabbi Dostai and he says, why did you do that? Like, why didn't you stand up for him? Amar Le, Otam b'nei adam hen ama hen ama v'kova'an ama u'midabrim mechatzihen u'shmotehem mevuhalim arda v'arta u'pile b'resh omrim kfutu koftim omrim harogu horgin. Ilu hargu et ostai, mi natan lianai abba bark, lianai abba bark moti. Okay, what does he say? He says, these guys are big goons, you know? He said, they were guys, if they say kill, they're going to kill. If they say that, they were, I'm scared for my life. And then the last line he says is, right, if they were going to kill Dostai, that's him, right, who's going to give Yanai, my father, a son like me? Okay? He's saying, like, I didn't want to die. These guys were crazy. So what does he say? Amar lei, b'nei adam halalu krovim l'machuten. Were these guys, like, neck, you know, close to the king? Amar lei hein. He said, yeah, they were. Yesh lem susinu pradim shuratzim achareihem. Did they have, like, chariots and stuff that ran after them? Amar lei hein. He says, yes, they did. Amar lei ihachir shapir avadit. He says, oh, if that's the case, then you did well. You were smart. Okay? In other words, and now he's saying, the other guys should have just given it back to him. Okay, this is like good, you know, machloket about how to deal with thugs. Do you give in to them or do you not give in to them? Okay, next case. Holech mana leploni. V'halach u'bikshu v'lo matzu. Okay, now we're going to get into this big case which is going to lead into tomorrow's daf. Okay, and for here I have a lot of charts about it. Okay, here's where the charts on the page start. If I say, go give this mana to Ploni, and what happens? When the shaliach gets there, it turns out they can't find him. Why can't they find him? Because he died. Okay? The guy died. Now what happens? Tane chada yachzeru l'mashalech. You ready for this one? V'tanya idach liyorshem mishanishtachulo. Okay? One guy says the money goes back to the guy who sent it, and the other guy says, no, the money goes to the person who, the yorshim of the person he was trying to give it to. So again, what are they going to say? Lema b'haka miflege. Demar sabar holech kizache. Umar sabar holech lav kizache. Right? The whole issue is, when I sent it, when I gave it to the shaliach, was he zoche immediately, and therefore it's going to go to who? To the yorshim of the person I sent it to, who died. Or, if you say it's not kizache dame, then he went, he didn't find the guy there, so he brought it back. Okay? So, Amrav Abba Bar Mama, Dekule Alma Holech Lav Kizache. Now, everyone agrees that he wasn't Mizake. Okay, now we're going to have the opposite. Last time we said, Kule Alma Holech Kizache. Now we're going to say, no, everyone agrees that it's not Kizache. The Lokasha, Habibari, Habishchiv Mera. What's the difference? One case was talking about when the guy was healthy. The guy's healthy, what happens? If you don't do a Kinyan, right, then it's no good. What do we say always about a shchiv meira? A shchiv meira, if he says to do something, then it's as if it's done. It's as if you already gave it. And therefore, the second Tana was talking about a case where the guy who was sending it, right now it's confusing because the guy who died is the guy who died. But now we're talking about the guy who sent it. The guy who sent it was on his deathbed. And therefore, when he said to the guy, go give it, right? And then the guy, it turns out the other guy ended up was dead, okay? It doesn't go back to the original guy because anything a goses says is as if it's done, and therefore it goes to the yorshim, and that's the difference between them. But now they say no. Rav Zvid Amar, here's a different, or there's different, it's not no, but there's different explanations. Ha v'ha b'shchiv meira. You can even explain that they're both a shchiv meira. Ha di'ite l'mekaba b'shat matam ma'od, v'ha d'leite l'mekaba b'shat matam ma'od. Okay? One is that the guy was there when he talked about giving the money. I'm sorry, one second. This means... When one is saying that he was... when he sent it, the guy was already dead. And he didn't know that. Okay? So if he sends something, and even if you're on your deathbed and you say, I want you to give this to so-and-so, and it turns out you didn't know, right? This is in the days without emails and stuff. You didn't know the guy had actually died. So if when the shaliach gets there, you find out not only was the guy dead, but he was dead even before the guy had even said it. In that case, it goes back to the original guy. But if the guy died after the shaliach already started, right, after the guy on his deathbed said, give it to him, and the guy was still alive at the time, then it goes to his yorshim. You follow? It goes by what the time of death of the second guy was. Rapapa, we'll end with this, last explanation. Rapapa amar hava hava bari. Okay, we now have like a million different explanations, right? Either one is bari, one is shchiv meira, or both are shchiv meira, or maybe both are bari. Ha demit makaba b'chaye noten, ha demit noten b'chaye makaba. Okay, what does that mean? That if the person who was getting the money died before the first guy, Okay? In other words, he was bari at the time. So it wasn't like he was makne, okay, at that point. But then the first guy, okay, right, it's confusing. The first guy who sends the money dies, okay? As does the guy who gets the money dies, okay? They both die. The question is, who died first, okay?
But they were both if, bari.
But, right, well, at least the first one was bari. We don't care about the guy who's accepting the money. But the first guy was bari when he said it, so there's no idea of, you know, that, right, of kimisurum dame, right? That it's as if it was done. So he was a bari. But if he died before the Mekabel received it, okay, let me think about this. If he dies before the other guy died, then what happens? If he dies, then it'll go to the guy's yorshim.
The guy who's receiving it.
Right? Right, to the guy who's receiving it. But if he dies, if the guy, right. Okay, let's do the other case first. I'll tell you the other case first because then it'll be obvious. If he sends it and the guy's dead before it gets there, then it goes back to him. But if he's not there for it to go back to him because he died first, then it goes to the other guy.
How can it go to his inheritance?
Right.
No, but it's already
in transit. No, but it doesn't because it...
But it's already in transit and the guy... It's already in transit and the guy's alive while it's in transit. So the guy who's... The recipient dies while it's in transit and goes to the recipient's... if the sender's already dead. Even if the sender's not dead.
Right, if you're going to... You have to think about it. So here, if you... Right, let me just... right, because if you're going to... Right, so if the guy who's supposed to receive it... This is why I said, if the guy who's supposed to receive it dies first, then it automatically jumps back to the original guy, because holech lav kezache dame, the guy's dead, so it goes back to him. But if he... If it's...
Is it contingent on when he dies before the shaliach starts going or while the
it doesn't matter if the shaliach started going or not. If he already told the shaliach, okay. Oh, right. He had to have given it to the shaliach for this to kick in.
In the first case, you said if he dies before the shaliach goes, then it goes back. But if he dies...
But that's because he's a shchiv meira. So it's as if he did a kinyan already. In this case, there is no kinyan.
Okay.
But since he's no longer there to give it back to him, he died first, the money clearly goes to the guy who he sent it to. Part of this is also just the idea of, we'll see later, we're going to see then in tomorrow, that there's an option that the shaliach gets to decide. Because the whole question is, what would he have wanted to do with the money had he known that he was going to die? We don't really know. Okay? So especially now, since it's the yorshim of him versus the yorshim of him, it's not clear. So the assumption is, if the guy is still alive, he clearly wanted the guy to get it. So if he dies before the guy died, then he clearly wanted the money to go to the guy, even though the guy now isn't there anymore. But he clearly, at the point that he died, before the Mekabel died, and the Mekabel was still alive, at his moment of death, it should go immediately to the Mekabel. Happens to be that the Mekabel wasn't there at the time. You know, he was dead. And by the time the Shaliach got there, the guy died. But therefore, it goes to his Yorshim. But if the Mekabel died first, the guy was supposed to receive it, then what happens? Then it jumps back to the original guy. And then if that guy's no longer there, then it's going to go to his Yorshim. Okay? Because it's the moment of death is what's Koveh, according to this. Okay? Tough. Tomorrow we'll pick up. We're continuing along this theme of what happens when someone dies. There's also this, what we didn't discuss yet, maybe this will also help you, Shoshana. There's this concept of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hamet. So when he, yes, that's the issue here.
Right.
So when he, right, so that's an important factor to mention here. So when he dies first, the guy who sent it, there's a mitzvah l'kayim divrei hamet. And what did he say? Go give it to that guy. Now, if that guy's not alive anymore, he died before the dead person died, well, then, you know, there is no such thing of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hamet because it was already...
There was no person there anymore.
But
it's
when,
interesting.
Okay? Even though he eventually doesn't get it. But since at that moment of death, that's what's
coming out. It's interesting that his heirs don't count.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just doesn't seem...